Hello everyone, this is Monsef Asper, and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. Very happy that you are joining us in this new call, and it will be a really special call because first we have Amy Flynn, which is back on the show. She always joins us in each season, and really love the energy that she brings, the guidance that she shares, and also how the frequencies that she transmits, and how we can feel like it's because the calls with her are very transformative. You feel the difference within the call, like before and after that. It's a big difference energetically, very uplifting and really high vibrating energies that we receive throughout her calls. So very, very excited that she's here with us. Also very excited that you are here with us, co-creating with us this experience and call. So thank you so much to each and every one of you. And today we'll be talking about the power of the new decade and what it means for you. Amy and also the collective will be sharing about that, the energy of the new decade, about the new divine humans, and what that means. And also they will be transmitting, as always, crystalline rainbow style starlight frequencies throughout the call. And also they will guide us on a guided journey to time travel into the new decade, which will be really, really exciting. And one more thing which is new, it's one of you guys will win today either December or January MMRT with Amy, and the one from December, which be it will be the December solstice eclipse, December portals, end of the year, and end of the decade alignment with the new decade MMRT. We will announce who will join the MMRT for free later during the call. So yeah, very excited. And Amy, welcome to the show. We're happy that you're here with us.
Is that my cue? Hi, everybody. Oh, boy. Hi, everybody. I'm really excited about here today and being here, and the collective are really excited, and I have no idea what they're going to say. I know they're just very excited. So I am flowing right now, some really great, great uplifting energy. You may feel it. Like when I got on the call, sometimes people feel like this burst of energy come in. So hopefully you're feeling that. And the collective are also streaming the beautiful crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies. These are very high frequency, high frequency frequencies. I don't know if that's kind of redundant, but high vibration frequencies. They're up there. They feel really, really good, and they uplift you. They kind of make you feel like you're a little fluffy cloud has come along and just slipped under you, and it's just lifted you up and is carrying you around. And as you're listening to the call, you might just feel like you're just being supported by a nice fluffy cloud, and you could feel maybe a little joy in your belly. So that's what they feel like, and you might notice that. You might also notice that these things are starting now. I also thought that we might do something that I haven't done in a while. That's always fun, really uplifting, kind of gets your energy moving and really kind of wakes you up out of any kind of like energy that you might be in. Sometimes when we sit and we're just, you know, around or we're doing things, our energy falls into like a lull and we're not even aware of it. But then when our energy goes up and our frequency goes up and our vibration goes up, we're aware of that. We can feel the difference, and it's really wow. So anyway, if you can stand up, I think people know, some of them, what's coming. Monsef might know what's coming.
Yeah,
if you can stand up, and it's more fun if you do it, really. So, and it will raise your frequency even more if you do it than if you listen to it. So, unless you are in a place or a position where you're absolutely unable to stand up, you can try doing it in your seat or if you're sitting, but it's not as fun. So stand up and then lean forward and put your butt out. Yeah, like kind of like lean forward so that your butt's sticking out. We are going to do tail wagging. This is a really high frequency, high energy, vibration raising, I guess you could say, exercise or thing, and it's instant. So with your butt out, close your eyes, and just kind of feel and imagine that you're a dog. Yep, you're a dog. And you are really excited. You can feel this excitement building in you because your owner, your human parent is coming home. Yep, and you can feel it. And as you're feeling it, you notice your butt is swinging slowly back and forth, side to side, just slowly. And you could feel that beautiful tail that you have there, and you could feel it just slowly. You don't want to spend too much energy wagging your tail now because they're not here. But you're just so excited, you can't keep it still. And all of a sudden, you hear the car. You hear the car. The car has approached. The car has stopped. The engine's gone off. And your butt is going faster, side to side. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy. Your anticipation is increasing. You know they're coming in. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy. You could hear the footsteps. Footsteps are coming up the walk. And wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy. You can barely contain it. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy. You could hear the key in the door. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy. And the door's opening ever so slowly. They have a lot of things in their hands. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy, 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 wiggy. Now as I'm doing this, wiggy, waggy, get your butt moving. Wiggy, waggy, really fast. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy. All right. They're home. Jump on them. Okay. All right. So if you did that, you should feel this big rush of energy coming through you, and you should have a big grin on your face. It is a lot of fun to wag your tail. Really, dogs have a big advantage over us because they have a tail. And did you know that it is so much fun and raises your vibration so much that some human entrepreneurs actually have made tails. I'm serious. Have made tails that you can attach to your body that have electrodes that read the nerve impulses coming from your brain so that when you're happy, that tail starts to swing. I mean, I couldn't believe this, but they actually have made it. So there's some scientific evidence for tail wagging. So now that you know what tail wagging is, you can use it anytime to instantly raise your vibration. Now, I would not recommend using it in public. I don't know what will happen if you use it in public. You could find that someone comes and takes you away. So you want to use it where you are comfortable using it, and you are not going to be spotted by other people getting all excited and swinging your butt around. All right. So that raised my vibration, which was already high. All right. So the collective are very, very excited. They are excited about this new decade. They have been letting me know, telling me, that the end of a decade, especially a decade like this one, is a very powerful thing. And not only is this one ending, this is a powerful decade where a lot of things have shifted, but we have a new one that where things are going to be accelerating and shifting even further. So it's like we're in this little space. I'm a visual person, so I always see things. So it's like when I said that, I saw, like this decade is this long block, like a long, you know, child's block or something. And that's the decade from 2010 to 2020. And the next decade, 2020 to 2030, is another long block. And they're on the floor, but there's a space between them. They're not touching. There's a space. And so that's where we are right now. We're in that space. And that space doesn't mean that we're not in a decade at all, but it means energetically we're in this in-between. And that's a really cool place because the energy of the old decade is falling away. The energy of the new decade is present, but we're not absorbed fully within it. So in the space, we have a place of clarity. It's like an energy of clarity, an energy where we can freely choose and we can direct our focus. We can direct our focus. Usually implies eyes, and I'm not wanting to imply eyes. So it's like focus, meaning tuning, our tuning. The energy and the energy focus, the energy tuning that we want to carry into the next decade. And hopefully, during this session, we are going to get you into a space, into a tuning that you like, that you feel comfortable with, that you can hold going into the next decade. So it's like it's a place of power, okay? Because I'm kind of saying what I'm receiving, and as I'm saying it, it kind of isn't all making sense to me, but I'm trusting that it makes sense. So if it's not quite making sense to you, trust that it makes sense. Now, I'll tell you something funny. In talking about this, the decade, the collective are very excited. And they constantly, I was telling this to myself, they mix up the decade and the century. So I'm there, you know, I'm tuning with them, I'm communicating with them, and they're very excited, and they're telling me that this decade, the start of this decade, the end of this, the one that we're in, is a really big deal. Look at how much change there's been. At the beginning of the decade, we didn't even have cars. We were still riding in horses and buggies. And now we have cars that drive themselves. And I said to them, that's not the decade. That's the century. We very much had cars at the beginning of this decade. So I had to kind of realign them. They were thinking we were entering a new century. But it's actually, they said, it's the same energy in entering a new decade as entering a new century. It's just like smaller. It's not as big. And they also said a lot of the difference, especially with leaving this decade and entering the next decade, in entering, leaving one century and entering a new century, is the human attention. If you think about it, when we have a change of century, human beings act like that's a really, really, really big deal. And energetically, they you know, predict things, they look at things, they there's like all these reviews of the past 100 years and all, you know. The focus is really big. Really, really big. It's kind of like Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde has the impact it has because of the human energy and focus around it. So, interestingly, they were telling me that there's really no big difference in the energy shift and the opportunity in moving from one decade to the next as moving from one century to the next. And then in the next breath, they told me that everything, that there is really no decade and there is really no century, is all made up by human beings. They aren't aware of a decade, per se. They aren't aware of a century. They just are aware of what is, which is this continuous moment of now. So I said, well, that must be really unexciting. I mean, you don't have a decade. You don't have a New Year's. You don't have... And basically, they don't. But they feel our excitement and our focus. And it is true that every year, the energy and the vibration shifts. It transforms and it shifts. And there is a bigger shift right now between 2019 and 2020. So that's exciting. And what they have let me know is they're going to talk about the new decade, and they're also going to take you, which is and me, I have to go along. They can't do it without me, and on a meditative journey, an altered state meditative journey into the new decade so that we can see some things. The thing that they're the most excited about with the new decade, believe it or not, is the flying cars. They will not stop with the flying cars. They cannot wait for the flying cars. Now, I honestly don't know if there's going to be flying cars, but they are really, really certain that by the end of this coming decade, we are going to be having flying cars. Whether there's only going to be one flying car around or everybody's going to have a flying car. I don't know. But that is like the big, they love it. They think that this idea of a flying car is hysterical. Of course, they don't need a car at all, and that might be why they find it so hysterical. But they find that what they're saying, a self-driving flying car, they think it's the most amazing thing. Of course, it might be an airplane that they're thinking of, but I'm not sure. Anyway, a personal airplane that kind of parks in your garage or your, right in front of your home, that might be a flying car to them. But so I'm going to go ahead and bring them in without further ado so they can share with you the energy shift that's happening, what it's going to mean for you, not just about the flying cars, but what it's going to mean for you in your life, in your daily moments, because they have said that there's going to be a shift within the human community, the human being, that is very exciting. All right, so I shall bring them in. Hold on a moment. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, boy. We're so excited. Now, Amy did something. She left us with a runny nose, and we don't think that's very fair, so we're going to blow it. So wait a moment, everybody. Okay. That was not very nice. She should have done that before. She handed the body over to us. Anyway, so we are really, really excited to share with you about the energy shift of this new decade. It's the 10 years. Amy has emphasized we're talking about the 10-year decade, not the century. It's all the same to us. We think that they're all the shift and the change is all fantastic. I mean, it would be really cool if within the 10 years you went from riding the horse and buggies to the automatic driving cars that don't need people. We think that would be a big deal. That would be really, what a big energy shift that would be. Well, the energy shift has not been quite that big, but it has been pretty big in the past 10 years and the past decade. I mean, if you think about it, when you first entered this decade, which was in 2010, there were no self-driving cars, no automatic cars driving around. Now there's a lot of them. They're all over the place. If someone tells you that their car can drive by itself, you don't even think it's a big deal. You don't think they're crazy. But if someone told you that at the beginning of the decade, you would have thought they were a little crazy and you'd wonder what they ate for breakfast. But nope, now it's happening. And it's common. That's what's really exciting. It's common. Now, the reason why we mention that is because that's a tangible thing. That's a really kind of big tangible thing and a technology thing that everyone can see. Everyone can, you know, look and say, yep, that was that way, and now it's this way. Energetic shifts and the shift within you, the shift within the consciousness that is flowing within the human being, it's not as obvious. And part of the reason is because it happens over the 10 years, and it's like going up a slope. If suppose you're at a bottom of a slope, and then way up there is a top of a hill. And over this period of time, which to you seems like a long period, a 10-year period, you're moving along in your life, and you're going up a very gradual incline, and you're heading up to the top of that hill. But it's just long and gradual, and you don't really notice it. There may be some points along the way where you notice that, wow, I'm more aware of this, or I now have this ability. You might communicate it to yourself differently, like, I can tell my third eye is open, or my intuition is much sharper. There are all sorts of ways that you might have become aware of this going up this incline, but it's not as if you went up a really steep hill and in short time. Because if you had gone between the bottom and the top of the hill, in a very steep hill, you would have been very aware of the movement, and you would have really felt the difference. But the difference between where human consciousness was in 2010 and where human consciousness is going right into 2020, which is only a couple weeks away, is right here, 2020. You're actually in the 2020 pre-energy right now, within that space that Amy mentioned between the two decades. We keep wanting to say centuries. We don't know why we want to say centuries all the time. We think it's because the energy of the new decade is so much more expansive. The vibration is so much higher than the last one that it really feels almost like a big change, like a century. Now, let us give you a little taste of this new decade. We haven't figured out a name yet for 2020. We're trying on a few ones. We want to be able to encompass all of the aspects of the energy, which is a pretty multi-aspect and multi-dimensional energy. And this 2020 is not a year that's focused with an energy just on a few things or in a certain area. It's a very broad overall energy. It feels to us like it could feel to you like a whole new, yummy, beautiful blanket that you have. So you throw away this one that might have been nice, but it just wasn't so amazing. And you're being given one. You're walking into one. It's like open for you. Let's say that. We're holding it open for you, this big, gorgeous blanket. And it's beyond what you could have imagined a blanket could be. And so you walk into it, and we wrap gently around you, and you're being held within this fluff of energy, this vibration that is so yummy. You could just feel your heart sing, and you can feel the joy within your belly just being in this blanket. That is kind of like what the energy of walking into 2020 is going to be like. Very, very interesting. And let us continue to focus so we can find the words to describe it. What is happening is a major upgrade in human consciousness. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to focus on anything. You don't have to study anything. You don't have to sit there and meditate for a certain amount of time every day. You're going to have it. It's going to happen. It's like you're walking into this blanket. You can't go forward without having this blanket wrapped around you. And you might not even notice it right away, but you will notice it after a short time. Probably within the very beginning, the first maybe month of the new year, you will notice that you are different. You will notice that you're experiencing the world from a higher vantage point. So it's as if you kind of were elevated and you're standing up higher and you're looking out and you can see more, you can feel more, and you can experience more in a moment of observation. And as you become aware of this, you're also going to become aware of your new abilities, since you now have this larger awareness. And then you're also going to feel that you, within yourself, what you would call your essence, your source connection, some people call it their soul, the inner of you, it feels different. It's almost as if it's more present within you. So you're not going to feel like, here you are in the world doing your thing and you know that you have this inner consciousness. No, you're going to feel more of, here you are in the world doing your thing and there is this inner consciousness peeking out of your eyes with you. You're going to feel the partnership. You're going to feel the joint nature of you, the blended being nature of you. And this is much more of the divine human. Now, the exciting thing is as the decade progresses, you're going to be experiencing this increasing, this divinity, we don't want to call it divinity because that's confusing to you, but this blendedness, this source, this divine part of you, because it is a part of you, it is you. It's not like, oh, this other entity or energy has come, this wise thing has come, and has now slipped into my body and is experiencing every moment with me. No. Actually, that part's always been there. It's your awareness of it that was not there. And when you're not aware of something, it can't serve you as much as when you are aware of it. And when you're not aware of something, you can't take the abilities, use the abilities that come from the blendedness. So we hope we're explaining this well. It's kind of challenging because we're feeling your minds, and those minds are very, they have a very preset way of understanding things. And for as many people are listening to this now and beyond now, this to the next moment of now, there are different ways of the different ways of hearing it and different preset minds. So it's very interesting. But the point that we want to emphasize is you will have an increased awareness of this larger part of you, and it will be an increased awareness of its living your life as your partner in every moment. Not that, oh, I have my connection to Source, I can really feel it, and my guides, my angels, I can communicate with them. That feels still too far away. That feels like, we say far away, we mean that the separation or the difference, the distance between you, your consciousness, your human consciousness, and the Source consciousness, the angel consciousness, there's a distance between it. What we're saying is there's going to be no distance. You're going to be looking, living your life, and you're going to be aware of this consciousness, this Source consciousness looking through your eyeballs, and you're going to feel that larger response, that larger consciousness. So if something transpires in front of you, your human mind and your human awareness will observe it simultaneously with your Source awareness, and then the overall awareness will be a blended composite of both of these awarenesses. And it will be as natural as breathing. It won't have to take, well, I'm going to focus now so that I'm aware of this other consciousness that's present. No, it will be so natural and like breathing that you won't be able to not experience it. This is what's coming in the next decade. The decade, as Amy clearly pointed out to us, is only a short 10 years. To us, it doesn't feel much different than a century because we don't have a sense of time. But she says, no, 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 it's a big difference. So she said, there's 10 decades in a century. Okay, but that doesn't seem that different still to us. But I guess we guess that this is something that is different for you. So what we want to say is within this short span of the next decade, you are going to be we don't like the word become because to us, you're already there. It's only your awareness that isn't there yet. You are going to experience this amazing, large, blended nature of you. And this means that you'll become very aware of the blended nature in others. Now, the interesting thing is, you've heard everybody's one, it's all one, there's one consciousness. We tell you that a lot, there's one consciousness, that all are one. There's so many ways that it's said. It becomes just a bunch of words. It just becomes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know that. Everything's one. Mm-hmm, yep, I'm aware of that. Okay, yep, I know that. Yep. It's like that. There's no energy to it anymore. It's like when you're outside walking on the street. It's like, oh, yeah, and someone says, you know, you're walking on the street. You're like, yeah, 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 I know. I'm walking on the street. Uh-huh, I'm aware of that. Yep, street, yep. But to them, they're like, hey, you're walking on the street. And you're like, okay, what's wrong with that person? Why are they so excited about the street? I walk on the street all the time. So it's going to be like that. You're not that you're going to be so excited you're walking on the street, but the natural nature of it. And you're going to see this within others. You're going to, more than see it, you will feel it. And what it's going to feel like to you, which is very interesting, is it's not going to feel like, oh, yeah, I feel their energy. I feel the love that they are. No, it's going to feel like you are in them. So, and it's not going to be so in your face that every time you talk to somebody, you're going to be like, oh, that's me. And you're going to be like unable to really communicate normally. It's not going to be that big, but it's going to be present and you're going to feel it. So that means as you're walking along your street and you're passing other people, you're going to look at them and you're going to see a reflection of you. You're going to see you because that larger blended part of you, that large source nature, it's the same large source nature that is within every other being. Every other human being, every other being of any type, though the ones that you will feel it the most in are the human beings because they are in the same vibrational frequency range as you. Animals, plants, trees, they're in a different vibrational frequency range, and it will take a little bit more stillness to really feel that within you, for you to really feel that you are within your dog body and you are within that tree body. So that would be a little disconcerting as you go around functioning every moment. So there's a reason why that's not as obvious. So it's you're going to be functioning in a different way in the world. If you can imagine, now we have a lot of people in the world that function interacting with other humans out of kindness. They feel, I know that's another conscious being, that's a human being, that's a source in there. It's like a mental knowing. But now, in the next decade, and it's going to be starting fairly early in the decade and going to be increasing, you're going to be feeling the awareness of you within that other being. There's not going to feel so much of a distinction, separation between you, and you'll be able to know what things look like and feel like through their eyes. Now, that's going to take a little bit of a shift of your functioning consciousness, so kind of more of a meditative state or a slowing down. You won't be talking with someone in a conversation and feeling that you're in their you're in their body looking out through their eyes. But if you just relax and quiet your mind, you will be very aware of that. So you will begin to feel that the energy that is within you is within everyone else. Now, it won't be a knowing. It will be an actual feeling awareness. And with that feeling awareness will come, naturally, it has to, a new way of being in the world and with others. And this and others will respond. They will also do the same thing as they're feeling it too. Now, everybody, every human that's on this planet is going to be experiencing this because this is the vibration, the frequency, the energy, the upgrades, as Amy likes to call them, that are going to be around everywhere. This is there's not going to be this closed consciousness, the feeling of separateness that existed before. So everyone will feel it, and everyone will experience it. But the degree to which everyone experiences it and feels it will be quite individual and quite different. And that's because each human being is an individual, totally individualized expression of Source. You are unique. And that means that how you feel something is unique to you. How you experience a particular set of energy, vibrations, and frequencies is unique to you. And the same for everyone else. But there will be a very large common area. And that common area will be large enough, and your awareness of this energy that you are now suddenly really conscious of feeling within you, living your life, looking through your eyes with you all the time. Your awareness of that, and then your awareness of that energy also looking out of someone else's eyes, will be very present. And it will be that knowing awareness of this will be increasing. So the way that it is in 2020 is going to be less. It will be more increased. You'll have a larger awareness of this in 2025. And then even larger in 2030. We're not used to these lines. You have these timelines and these numbers. We think it would be very advantageous if you just let that go. But we know that so much of the human structure and human community and human communication is built around these numbers and these lines. And you have to have this year have a number, and then the next one is a higher number. And it's just like you feel like you're walking on a line. Oh, I'm going on the path and the line of my life. And you are walking very, like, slowly and amazed. Oh, I'm proceeding down my line. I'm going from this to that. We want to tell you that is an illusion that you live within. You really aren't walking on a line. There really isn't a progression of numbers. And what there is cycles, like the cycle of we have to drink a little water, we think. Hold on. There isn't much water in there. Okay, but it was enough. And it's a cycle of like the day and the night and the revolution of the planet and the cycles and the frequencies that exist. There's cycles and frequencies that cycle daily, that cycle what you call monthly, and then there's cycle yearly, things like that. So what there are frequencies and cycles. And you've named these things, and you've made it so real that, which is very interesting to us, that you really think that these blocks of time, as you call them, exist, and one block follows the other block, follows the other block. And it's not true. You're here, you're present, you're in this wide field of energy, and the only thing that's changing is your awareness. Your awareness is either expanding or it is contracting. Yes, awareness can contract. And that is giving you, or you're interpreting that, we will say. You have learned to interpret this, your awareness experience, as time. But it's not. You call it that. And to you, it makes sense. So we will work with that because we can understand how that works for you. So in this new decade, what's happening is it's as if you could see yourself as an energy being. If you could close your eyes right now and you could see not just you, not that you have a physical form, but that you have an energy form, your energy body could be shaped like your physical one. And that energy body has a field of awareness. So imagine a cone coming up off your head with a narrow area to the bottom. And it's like this cone of awareness. It goes up, say, a meter to 2 meters above your head, and it gets wider as it goes up. And you're aware of everything within that cone, okay? Everything. Now, we don't know how many, we can't convert the meters to the feet, so we will say, 1, 2, 2.5, 2.5, maybe. Okay, so, and feet. And it's up there, and you're aware of everything in that cone. And then as your awareness expands, and which is what's going to happen in this decade, is that cone is going to continue to grow. And because it's a cone, when it grows, it's going to be wider at the top. As it grows up, it grows out because it's a cone. And the narrow part's coming down on your head. And all, so if you think of all of that energy, that information, that experience, those frequencies within that cone, all pour into you and as your awareness. So as this cone grows, you're now aware of more because there's more in it. And that cone is going to continue to grow. And this is going to be happening to every human conscious being on this planet. Now, some will block it. So in other words, that wider cone, that information and energy flowing in, some will have such a strong belief in their mind and their mental thinking programming that they will just, it was like a little wall will be there, and that awareness will not flow in. But that wet wall will become much more like a filter or more of a porous thing. It will allow some in. So even in the most what you would call unawake or unaware beings, there will be a dramatic increase in awareness as this larger cone creates pores in that mental barrier, we could call it. We hope this is not too confusing. We're kind of grasping for words here because there really has not been words to explain this, so, and what's going to happen. People, we have noticed, we were just going to throw this out, that spiritual people, and what you call spiritual teachers, are using a lot of words that you're familiar with. Ascension. What's another? Ascension is probably the biggest one. Well, that's the only one we could think of right now. We guess that's like the predominant one. And there's like, we're going from going into 5D consciousness. All of these terms really don't mean anything if you think about it. Ascension, okay. So are you going to be lifting up off of the ground and now going through your life floating about a meter off the ground? You're just going to be walking in what other people would perceive as the air. No. No. There is nothing. There's nothing going up. You're already up. The only thing that's happening is this increase in your awareness, your ability to perceive, or your allowing the larger perception in. So that has, so this, what we're describing, human beings label as ascension. But you are source. You are already what they would say the ascension is. You are already that. You are there. The only thing that is not is your experience of being there. And your experience and your awareness is what's going to increase, widen, broaden, get bigger, all of those type of words, become more. And as you are more aware, you will be more aware of the, quote, ascended nature of you. But it doesn't mean that it wasn't there before. It's your awareness and your experience that was not there. So that's a different way of understanding it. And it also is a more inclusive way of understanding it, because there are a lot of people that think that they are not ascending fast enough, or they're being left behind the big ascension train to the sky. They're not, I missed the train. What do I do to catch up? And they're hurrying to try and do things and take programs and learn things so they can hop on that train and don't get left out. You can't get left out. That's what we want to tell you. And if you think of it this way, as your awareness is becoming larger and more expansive, and then your knowing of that awareness, your conscious knowing of that awareness, and your experience of that awareness is becoming more, that's so much more accessible. It's you don't need to do anything but be aware. You don't have to hop on any train to the sky. You don't have to go up, and get in the big elevator to ascension. Oh, my God, they closed the door. Oh, no, what do? I have to wait for the next one. we were making these jokes because to us, this idea of ascending, when you to look up the definition of that ascending word, it means to rise up, to be lifted up, to rise up, to move upward. You ascend in a skyscraper, in an elevator. That is exactly what you do. But that's not what's actually happening. And it's a misnaming of what's happening. And unfortunately, because of the sticky nature of human minds, when you name something, and that naming, that word is used over and over to describe something, the mind attaches more to the word and the definition of that word than the experience. So we just want to point that out, because there's a lot of people that really are believing, because of the nature of the word, that there is an upward movement. There's not an upward movement. There really isn't an upward movement. You're not going from the basement to the top of the skyscraper. This is not happening. You are already at the top of the skyscraper, but you just don't know it. You haven't been experiencing it. And your experience, your conscious awareness, that means your awareness that you are conscious of. We want to explain that. Your awareness has always been large and is large. And you experience it in fleeting moments, and you call that insight. Or maybe a moment where you see the future, or you know something's going to happen. You, oh, deja vu. Or, oh, look, I saw that going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. But that awareness is always there. It's just that you're conscious. That means your mind is consciously aware of that large awareness. And that only happens time to time. In this next decade, that time to time is going to become larger blocks of time, and they're going to become closer together. So there's going to be more time when you're in that larger conscious awareness, that you're going to be conscious of your larger awareness, and you're going to see and experience from that larger awareness. Now, we feel like we're beating a horse. We don't want to say a dead one, because there is no dead. But we're beating a horse because we're repeating it. But we're trying to get the mind that's in your little being, your little, you know, body. To us, you don't really have a little body. You have a big, vast body. But we're trying to get that mind to let go of beliefs. And it's very interesting, because we know and we can feel when we say a word in a sentence and we just explain or describe something, we hear the little minds going, and they're trying very hard to take that we're saying and push it into some kind of understanding that mind already has. We want to tell you, don't do that. Let what we're saying just be. And if it doesn't make sense to you, it's not that it doesn't make sense to you, it's that it doesn't make sense to your mind. And we want you to become more conscious, that means more aware of in the moment, that you have a mind that allows you to function in this perceived physical reality, but that's not you. That's not you. It's something that you, the being, the conscious essence, has as a little toolkit. The mind doesn't think of itself as a toolkit. The mind thinks of itself as you. And we want the conscious you, the being you, that can also hear us outside of the mind. It's like the you that you are, that source, conscious, large being that you are, hears everything that we're saying, feels it, realizes it, experiences it outside of the filters and the compartmentalization of the mind. The mind takes everything and puts it into compartments that are digestible, quote, understandable by the mind, bites. So if you imagine that in your head, we will just say this as an example, because we think everyone could kind of picture this. In your head, there's this brain, and in the brain, it's all divided up into little rooms. And every time an experience happens or you receive a piece of information, this information comes in and the mind takes it, oh, that goes into this room. And it files everything into these little rooms according to what you, the individual, have been taught is. So let us go back a little further. When you come to this planet, this physical dimension, expression, experience, you don't come with compartments already. You come with wide open conscious awareness and experience. But you are born into a dimension, a space, an existence, a world, whatever you want to call it, where you have other beings who have learned compartments. They have compartmentalized quite a bit. And they're going to teach you what the compartments are and how they work. And they're going to inflict, it seems like inflicting to us, upon you, their compartmentalization blueprint. And so by the time you're not all that old, you already are learning these compartments. And you already are beginning to, when you experience something or you're aware of something, have a compartment for it. And you take that, and yes, that is a solid experience. That is a chair. And so it goes into this compartment. It's another way of looking at learned, what we would call programming. Now, a lot of this is necessary so that you can function and perceive the physical dimension. The physical dimension is a perceived dimension. And it comes from interpreting, it's a perception of the energy that is there. So you perceive the energy and you interpret it according to the compartments that you have learned exist. Now, everyone has different compartments. They're taught by different people who also were taught by different people. So that's quite interesting. And your way of seeing and knowing what something is different from the next person's. We can promise you that. It may just only be slightly different, or it may be vastly different. When it's vastly different, you call those things, the things like cultural differences, educational differences. You have another label for them, another compartment for to understand why there's such a difference in the perception and the understanding of what's there. We want to say that all that is good. And in the next decade, you're going to become aware of this compartmentalization process. So in other words, this means you're going to be experiencing something in the moment, and you're going to be aware of this larger knowing consciousness within your, it will feel like it's within your body. Now, of course, remember, there's no quote, body as defined by a border, but that's what it's going to feel like to you. This consciousness is sitting there looking through your eyes with you. And then you're going to notice, you're going to begin to become very aware of when you perceive, it's going to be like time, this time that you love to have, slows down. And you're going to perceive, as you experience in your something with this larger awareness, it's like it's going to come to you. And then it's going to come, and it's going to come right into your mind, your human awareness, your mind awareness, and go right into a compartment. And you're going to become aware of that process. And you're going to begin to see it happen. Now, this is a really good thing. It seems like, well, that could be a really disruptive thing. Wow. I have to now become aware of this information and what I'm experiencing coming into my brain and my mind and going into a compartment. Wow, how am I going to be able to function? It's not going to be that you're not going to be able to function. You'll be able to function beautifully. But what's going to happen as a result of your awareness of this process, is you're going to be able to see what's happening. And you're going to be able to see how this filing system that you have, that you learned, works. And you're also going to be aware in the moment of your larger awareness beyond the filing system. And you're going to know that the filing system also serves you. You're going to see that too. So you're not going to want to throw it out. What you're going to want to do is know that it's there and it's operating and that there's a larger awareness. And in any moment, you will see something, you'll perceive it as coming from that compartment. You know, it's that's coming from the physical thing compartment. And yet, in that same moment, you'll be able to just say, and just pause and slow down, and you'll see that, quote, physical thing as a bunch of energy fields and moving energy. Now, we don't know if this is how this is being absorbed by your brains, your minds. Brains and minds are two different things. We use it concurrently, simultaneously. But really, the brain part is the part that supports the physical functioning of the. It keeps the body machine, the physical thing, working. The mind part is also part of the brain. It's within that. If you were looking for the mind, it would be in the space where the brain is. So we just hope that it's not too confusing that we were flipping with these words, because we're referring to the same thing. Mind to us is a very large thing. It's not the human consciousness mind, which is part of the reason why we sometimes use the word brain, because to us, that is something that we can experience as a smaller consciousness, a smaller mind awareness. But mind to us, we said mind. Mind is big and expansive and goes from what you call the beginning of time or the beginning of consciousness to infinite. That's what we experience mind as. And we will add that in this next decade, you too will be experiencing mind as that much, much more frequently than now. So that's a very exciting thing. And now, we also want to tell you about the flying cars. We love the flying cars. There are going to be flying cars developed within the next decade. We are trying to get some of this water here, which is interesting. It just made a funny sound. Okay. All right. So there's the water. We need some water. All right. So anyway. In the next decade, these flying cars are going to become a reality. Can you imagine that? It's going to be, and they're going to be self-driving or flying cars. You're not going to have to fly them. They're going to become a mode of transportation that you'll be able to take from a specific location. So right now, in your town or city, you might have a commuter or a community parking lot where you can park to take another mode of transportation. That might be an airplane transportation or a train transportation or even a community car transportation, a carpool per se. Well, there's going to be these areas now for the flying cars. So you will go to these areas, and the flying cars will come to these areas, and they will pick up people. And the flying cars will whisk you off to a destination. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You won't have to learn or worry about navigating the flying car, because that's going to be a whole another type of navigating above what you call the ground navigating. They won't be like an airplane all the way up. They're going to be visible from the ground, and they're going to be right there. It's going to be that like they're going to be things moving above your head. Now, well, you know what, we're going to give up on this part because we don't know the right way to describe it to get the picture of what we're seeing into your heads, your minds. But it's going to be so exciting. We love this idea of the flying cars. Why do we love it so much? Because it takes a whole bunch of beliefs that you have held your whole life, and especially over like the last, you know, your adult conscious life, and it turns them all upside down. It like dumps them out of the basket and says, poof, those beliefs no longer hold. Look. And that's why we love flying cars. Because right now, flying cars are something to most people that is like a sci-fi thing. Oh, wow, that's like, you know, 50, 100 years in the future, maybe they'll be flying cars. And that's like, a, you know, what I see in this movie, and they zoom around. And well, it's not going to be like that movie per se, but there's going to be flying cars. And a lot of these beliefs that you held about how things are and about transportation, about from getting from point A to point B, will just kind of be dissolved. And for the very, very consciously aware people whose consciousness really expands within the next decade, they will be able to experience what we will call, we want to say it's not exactly teleportation because you're not going to be taking your physical body per se. Although there are people, minds, human beings on this planet working on doing that, creating that right now. But you don't need that because you don't need to take your body somewhere. And you won't need technology. There will be also technology to project you somewhere else. You will be able to do that without the technology. You have that already. That awareness is accessible to you, and you just aren't aware of it yet. As your awareness increases, you will become aware of it. So you will be able to communicate with someone on the other side of the world and expand your awareness, and we don't want to say physically, but your energy consciousness will be there. You will be able to see their space. We don't, it depends on their awareness as to whether they will be able to see you. They might see like this form, this energy form. And then they would also be able to do that with you. It depends on individual awareness. So this is another exciting thing that's going to become much more accessible in this next decade. As that awareness, that cone of awareness, grows really big on top of your head. We use that example because your mind can understand that. Your mind can understand a cone of awareness on top of your head or over your head, and they can understand that the top of that cone, as the cone gets bigger, that gets wider. So minds can understand this, so we use this example. And you can relate to it then. You have a perception of it because your mind can understand it. Okay, so what, we are just loving the flying cars. Oh, there's a lot of technology that's going to be developed. The technology in the last decade between 2010 and 2020, light years from what it was. If you can spend a moment remembering things from your life in 2010, maybe do a meditation on it and just conjure up as best you can what was there, what you had access to, how things worked. And then after that meditation, look at today. You will see a huge leap. Well, the next decade is going to be a quantum leap, much more than that. So look at the way things are now. Look at what you're aware of now, what you have access to, what the human experience that's available is. It's almost as if we want to say, take notes, because it's going to rapidly start changing. And by the end of this decade, it's going to be so dramatically different. It's going to be amazing. If we could really show you don't have the perception to perceive it yet. It's kind of... it works better for the mind if it's an incremental thing. And so that's how you get your perception of time. Things happen in increments. They're really not, but that's how you perceive it, and that works better for you. So you wouldn't be able to all of a sudden conjure up the vision of what it's going to be like in 10 years. But we are going to take you on a journey into the next decade. So you'll get to see some things, whether your mind will retain that or just brush it aside as some kind of fantasy traveling. We don't know. That is going to be up to the individual minds. But it will be a fun journey. We will tell you that. So, what else can we tell you? Oh, well, you already have experienced and know that the world is much more connected and smaller than ever. Well, believe it or not, it's going to get even smaller. Not that the planet's shrinking. Actually, the planet is expanding. You might not be aware of it, but it is expanding. It's just not necessarily something that you're going to notice. You know, it's not that the earth between your feet is going to grow apart and your legs are going to split open. No, it's not expanding like at that speed or that much. But it is expanding. It's not contracting. And it your sense of the connectedness. So Monsef is in Morocco. Amy's body is in the United States on the East Coast. There's an ocean between them. And there's a sense of that. But yet, they're both right here in this moment, as are all of you, right here. And there's no sense of a distance. That no sense of a distance, no sense of you're there and I'm here, that's going to go away. It's really going to go away. It's going to go away due to technology that's going to wipe that sense of you're there and I'm here away, and your expanded awareness of that there is no distance, that you're here and I'm here. We're both in this same space together. So those two things are going to be happening. So by the time this decade progresses, and it gets near the upper part, 2026, 2027, you are going to be experiencing no distance. That will make a lot of people happy because they won't have to say, oh, I have to hop on an airplane and fly over to there and all that. A lot of people don't like this air travel. They feel it uses up too much energy, and they also feel that it's too time-consuming. And wouldn't it be nice to just be able to stay physically in your space and within an alteration of perception, whether it be through the support of technology or your dramatically increased awareness, you are experiencing being on the other side of the world, as if you physically got on an airplane and flew there. So could you imagine, how easy would that be to, like, take a vacation? Oh, I'm going to, let's go over to this gorgeous exotic beach on this lovely island. And so you go, you use whatever technology, or you expand your awareness, or you do both. It takes a minute or less. And you're there, and you have all that added time. You live still by time to enjoy your experience. And it's going to be so cool. You are going to love it. And right now, it's something that your mind is listening and saying, okay, all right. But it's not a reality of experience. So therefore, you can't get super, super excited about it, but you can accept the possibility that it could be. So that's why we want to take you on the future traveling journey, because in the meditative state, we will relax your mind, and you will be able to see and experience more. It'll be fun. So we want to bring Monsef back into the conversation, and we want to take a few questions from you about what we've been sharing. We really want you to ask questions about what we've been sharing. And if you have a question about what is it going to be like in the next decade, maybe we said something that brought a question into your mind, or maybe we didn't answer a question that you had in your mind. We want you to ask that. We will add that this, what you call manifestation, that to us is the process of desiring something, focusing on that something, becoming really aware of it, wanting that created in your physical experience, and then its creation within what you call the physical experience. That is going to be happening much faster, and you're going to become much more masterful at it because you're going to understand. Well, no, we don't like understand. That's a brain. That's a mind thing. You're going to be aware of the process by which that happens, from which the idea, the thought, to the boom, there it is in your experience, your physical experience, happens. And the more awareness you have around that, the more masterful you will be with it. You will learn. It's not about you tinkering and you getting in and moving all the levers and controlling everything. It's not that. It really isn't. It's a shift in energy and allowing. So, before we get too confusing, we're going to get Monsef here and we're going to take your questions. Monsef, are you
here? Yeah, I am
here.
Good. Thank you so much for what you shared.
Was that too confusing? What we shared?
No, it was very exciting instead. And also a reminder for us because, like, many times we forget how fast things change. And, like,
yes.
10 years ago, like, because in our nature as humans, we get used to things very quickly. But when
right.
we compare 10 years ago from now, we will see the huge difference and how things are moving really fast, and which is very exciting.
And it's going to be so much faster in the next 10 years.
Right.
So that's
exactly.
why it's like almost like we want you to like take a snapshot, make a notes, like on mm-hmm. how things are today. How do you get transported from place to place today? What is your awareness? What are you aware of? Just take. Really, that would be a really great thing to do. Like just sit down and look at what am I aware of in this moment right now and just write these things down. Because when you do this same thing 10 years from now, you're going to be astounded at the differences.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So, yeah, let's take questions from the audience. So, everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2, and if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right, so we have Miriam from the Netherlands on the web call.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Miriam.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's very fascinating.
We hear you.
Yes, I'm very happy with it. I'm so excited about all the stuff you are telling. A big part of my life, I already had the feeling that I would be able to teleport, but I would love to know how I can enhance this in myself. And
okay.
as a part of also living in complete alignment with my divine blueprint. The boat.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, we are excited to tell you that the answer to both is the same.
Uh-huh.
You do not have to do anything. You have to be a come, if you want to say become, or just be aware of the larger awareness. So this, a way to exercise this awareness, knowing, is to just take a few moments every day. Just either close your eyes or with your eyes open, it does not matter. It really does not matter. It only matters if you're a person that is very stuck on what you see and you can't see beyond that, because it's actually more powerful with your eyes open if you can perceive beyond the known interpretation of what you are, quote, seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want you to do is just pause. Just take, like, human beings are always moving. They're always thinking. They're always in the future, in other words. They're
mm-hmm.
always like, oh, I have to do that. And they're not, instead of being in the moment where they are right now, even physically, their energy and consciousness is way out in front. I have to get there. So where are the mind and the focus and the consciousness? At the there already. It's at the there. But their
yes.
body and their moment that they're experiencing is not there yet. It's here. But most people, most human beings, not all, don't operate in the here. They operate over there. And they're always looking to get somewhere. They're always looking. There's always a destination. And there's that old sense of moving down that path. That's why you have that path concept.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all here. And if you stop, that means stop the mind moving, stop the physical movement of the body. You could either stand still, sit still, lie still, just be still. And the stillness must be in the mind also. You have to bring the mind back from there to be aware in the here. So just think, be here now. That could be your mantra. Be here now. And just stop all the physical movement. Seek to stop the mental movement. Seek the, be here now. Be here now. You can even just repeat it in your mind, like
be
a little mantra.
Be here now.
If you
yes.
want to sing it, be here now. Be here now. You know, but be creative. But be here now. Here, where you are. And in that, you will be able to be aware in the moment here, in this moment, and then you can practice expanding that awareness. So if you imagine your awareness as a bubble, all right,
mm-hmm.
for your mind's sake and your perception, so you can perceive it, let's imagine that you have a bubble around your head, like
yes.
a big bubble. And that bubble is what you perceive normally in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now normally you operate where you're stretched out of that bubble. So it's like if you imagine your bubble's like a chewing gum, but it's an elastic bubble. And you're like way out. You're like trying to fly out of your bubble and like mentally and physically be over there, but that's not where you are. So when you do be still and be here now, you'll become aware of an awareness that you're aware of. That's your bubble.
Yeah.
Now, be aware of that and then consciously seek to make it larger. Just seek to expand it. Look at that bubble as energy. Say it's like an energy, we don't want to use the word barrier, an energy thing around you. and that thing has a definition. So seek to expand that thing. Just be in your energy here now, in your space here now, and just visualize and feel that bubble getting larger all around you. And everything within your awareness is within that bubble. So as the bubble gets larger, your awareness increases. If you do this little practice, regularly, your bubble will stay stretched out. It will stay larger. You will create a new normal for your bubble. And then your bubble is another way of us saying your awareness, your everyday awareness. So that's a very easy, but not easy because of the tendency to not be here now.
Mm.
That's the hardest part,
yes.
to be here now and not there now. You're going to notice, when you try to do this, you're going to notice how much you are there now and not here. And you're going to be really surprised. You'll be like, wow, am I ever here? So
yes.
this is what we would like you to do. And for everybody listening, do this too.
Yes.
It's like an exercise of expanding your awareness. And like, if you really had like a bubble that it was elastic, and you kept stretching it and pushing it out daily, eventually it would hold a larger shape. It would be more stretched.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. You're going to do that. So we used all these visuals and this physical representation of this. This is an energy awareness process, an awareness expansion, an energy expansion process. But we do like the use of the bubble because the mind can accept it. Your mind is not going to just disappear from you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to take the mind along on the journey.
Yeah.
Okay, so the mind's going to have to experience new ways of experiencing and learn new things. It can, and it will. But we just want you to be aware of that you're not going to just, like, dump the mind at the door, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's still going to be there.
Yeah.
Okay? So is that something that you feel you can do?
Oh, yes, I can. I surely can. And I would, if I'm allowed to, I would express my gratitude because I already have listened to you another time. And then you did a meditation with us all. And at a certain point, you were telling us that we didn't have any form anymore, and we became all,
right.
and that's exactly what I have experienced before. So when you are telling about the bubble, I connect with that feeling,
good
that experience, because I had an experience from exploding out into the universe in all sparkles and light, and then I lost my form, and then I knew I was all, and all was me. And
wonderful. That
so,
is wonderful. We are so happy to hear this.
Yes. So
yes,
I was so happy when you make us experience this again, because it's exactly, I had the feeling this is where it's all about.
Right, right. Well, it's not what it's all about. It's what it all is.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. There, in actuality, there is no about. There is
uh-huh.
what is.
Yes.
There
uh-huh.
is what is. Only in the mind is there what it's about. So that's a distinction that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking at something or you're thinking about something and you're thinking what it's about, or is it about this? Realize that is the mind. That is the mind process and the mind asking that question. And then see if in that same moment you can shift from the mind's question to your big energy, the you question. Because it would not be, what is this about? It would be, what is here now? See,
mm-hmm.
we're back to that here now again.
Yes, I see.
Yeah.
Well, and my mind is, I know this, I have experienced this, and then sometimes my mind is interfering and is asking myself, what do I have to do to live in complete alignment? And another moment,
we're
going to
stop you for a moment.
I already know.
Miriam, when you see that and you feel your mind is wanting to get in there, and your mind wants to know, and you have questions, all that's happening is your mind doesn't want to be left behind. Your mind wants to know. So your mind is like, there's this bigness going on. There's this, what is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we interpret that? What is this about? And your mind starts asking these questions. You are getting absorbed by the loudness of your mind's questions. But if you can recognize that's just the mind's questions, I can have a different set of inquiry, not so much questions, of an inquiry. I can inquire about this moment. What is here in this moment with me?
Okay.
So it's like two sets of questions. One's the mind and one's you. And the mind does not want to be left behind. The mind does not want you to expand into this massive awareness and leave it back in some 3D, what you might call a 3D awareness.
Yes.
The mind doesn't want that. The mind wants to come along. Yes. So be more accepting of the mind. Human beings,
These
spiritual human beings learn that the mind is this thing that holds me back. It's almost like the enemy. It's like a weight on my ankle. No, it's your tool. It's your friend. It's a friendly tool. And it wants to understand your increasing awareness. But the mind is a programmed thing. And it can only use the programmed language that it has been learned, has it been programmed with. So when the mind asks a question, it asks in the learned language and learned understanding. But you can experience in an infinitely larger, no limit, understanding and experience. So it's just, there's two. You're both. You're the smaller understanding of the mind, and you're the larger, vast understanding of the source you, of the larger you. You can call it the divine you. We like to call this human of the next century, we did it again, decade, the next decade, the divine human.
Yes.
The divine human. And to us, divine means you're so blissfully expanded and aware. You are just divine. We love this divine feeling. We feel divine when we are with you like that. But you think of it as, oh, this heavenly force is coming within me. You already have that.
Yes.
Yeah. So to us, divine means you're so amazingly expanded and aware. It's divine. So it's two different definitions.
Yes.
Anyway, we want to answer another person's question too, but we appreciate this opportunity that you gave us to explain this awareness increasing exercise, because it's something everyone can do. Everyone that's listening now, we want you to do that. And everyone that's listening later, we want you to do that. And everyone that's listening in between the now and the later, we want you to do that. So, and make it fun. There's no wrong way or right way or wrong experience. Make it fun. Fun. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So thank you, Miriam.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Miriam, for calling in. That's love. That was powerful, because I think this is something that we all forget. Like we get caught in the goal, the end goal, but we forget that at some point this goal will become the normal thing, and we will want more things, because we are always expanding, but we forget that the experiences that we are going through that are more important.
Right. That's so true. And the most important thing that when you do this exercise, we call it an exercise because when you exercise a muscle, it gets stronger and the muscle's then more able to do things. It's kind of like that. When you exercise your awareness, it gets stronger, meaning you'll be more aware more often without trying, and it expands. It's larger. It's more able to do what awareness does, which is be aware. So that's why we call it exercise. You know, a lot of people have this resistance to the word exercise, but we don't know another good word. So if you want to invent a good word, we'll use that.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much. And we have a question from Mayer, M-A-R-E. Hi, Amy. What about personal privacy? Where will that go?
Oh, that's interesting. That's a very interesting question, Mayor. So thank you for asking that. We never thought about this perception of privacy. Well, we will tell you. You are currently in your space, and you perceive the walls around you, which are giving you a space and a privacy. You don't perceive that people walking by can look in. You perceive that there's a solid wall there. The wall is a perception of energy. if everything just all of a sudden turned into what was there, there would be no wall. It would be a certain vibrating energy and moving frequencies that's different from the frequencies and the moving energy within the interior space, but it's still energy, and it would be quite transparent. But that would not be very comfortable. It would not give you a sense of your own space and privacy. The same thing happens in your perception of your energy privacy. You will still have that. You will not be walking around in a field of people, a sea of people, and you will not feel like their thoughts are your thoughts, their body is your body is being occupied by all of them. That will not happen. That will not happen because you are going to still have your mind. Remember, the mind is not being left off this journey, and it is the mind that creates your experience and sense of privacy. So you will very much have that. And you will not feel like you're exposed. It will not feel like that. And you will not be exposed because you will still have that sense of privacy. And you, the individual that you are still very much in control of how and when you want to experience this larger awareness. So you won't necessarily have to experience it from the minute you are awake and aware you are aware in your sleep, but you're not aware you're aware in your sleep. Only when they do that, what do they call lucid dreaming, then they're aware that they're aware in their sleep. But you are aware, but for all our conversation now, we're going to talk about when you're awake, moving around aware. So interesting how you use the same words to mean different things. Really? Very interesting. Because awake, we were talking about awake and awareness, and now we're talking about it, but it means we're trying to use it in a different way. It's interesting. So anyway, when you're awake, moving physically, you know, you're not asleep. Again, that's another word that we use to mean other things. It's so weird. Anyway, you need to start inventing some new words. You really do. And not those stupid words that they invent on that social media. Those words are completely useless for your life experience and your consciousness expansion. You need to invent useful words. Useful words, not lol or some stupid thing. Hashtag. That's not an experience. We want you to invent words for your experience. Those are the words that are valuable. So anyway, when you're awake and moving around, you will still be defining and choosing what you experience in any moment. So while you are, we're understanding something else that you meant by this question, and we will get to that in a second. So while you are here and you're in this larger awareness, or we should say that larger awareness is accessible to you. You don't have to be focused in that larger awareness. You can be focused within your own private experience. Now, we also sense that you were asking about the privacy of, well, if this source consciousness, this divine source consciousness in my body with me, how do I have privacy? Is it going to watch me and peek at me and judge me? Well, first of all, Source never judges you. And Source has always been there. You are Source consciousness. It's not like you are mayor and Source consciousness is over here. And now Source consciousness is going to hop inside your body and take away all of that sense of privacy. No. Source consciousness has always been there. You just have not had the in the moment, the be here now, awareness that it was here. It's not going to feel like there's a little spy in there, someone watching you all the time. It's going to feel like your awareness is larger. Your experience in any moment is larger because this aspect of Source, that's going to be blended. It is blended, but you're going to become aware of its blendedness with you. It's always been there. It's you. You are more the source part than the human experience. But because you are here, on this planet, in this physical experience, you are having this human physical experience. That's how it was designed. But the true you has always been the larger part. So you're not losing any privacy. You're just gaining access, awareness access in the moment to more of you. It's as if, we'll make this analogy, it's as if all your life you functioned like you were a human being. You had two arms, two legs, one head, and one trunk in between, connecting everything, and then the feet and the hands. And that's how you moved around in the world. All of a sudden, you discovered you have a third arm. And then you think of all the times it would have been so helpful to have a third arm to do something. And now you discover that you have one, and it's been there all along, you just didn't know it. And now you're like, you have all these added abilities because you have a third arm. And so you're really excited. What can you do now in the world? How can you be in this moment? What's it like now having a third arm? I can open three doors at once. So that's what it's going to be like. We made that analogy because we think that the physical analogy will be something that will your mind can understand better and be comforted by. It's not going to be like a loss of your space or your privacy. It's not going to be like something is intruding or reading your thoughts. You can still be you. You will be you. You have all the thoughts that you have, and you will have this added ability. So that's really what it's like. You get a third arm. Now, we really don't expect you to grow a third arm, and if you do start growing a third arm, accept it. We're teasing you. We hope that you're not going to grow a third arm. But anyway, it's that type of expansion and awareness. We hope that answered Mare's question. And any other people that had that question, because we are sensing that that was not only her question. Other people were thinking about that too. What's it going to be like to have something living in there with me? So it's okay. It will all be okay, and you will love it. And actually, Amy actually had that concern when she first started to become aware of us, her source, larger part, being in there with her. She was sort of, oh, wow, there's a collective watching me now. So we do understand. We do understand.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Did that answer the question, do you think, Marcel?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, we'd love to hear back from Mare. So if you're still with us, please, you can type in your feedback on the question box, and I will read it.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Is there any other questions?
All right. Do we take?
Oh, you know what?
Or?
You know what? We forgot to do. And we're going to do it now retroactively. Okay.
Yes.
We forgot to sequence some frequencies for Miriam and then for Mare regarding these questions, and that's going to benefit everybody because when we sequence frequencies, it expands everybody. Everybody experiences it. So we're going to do that now. We're going to sequence frequencies. We're going to go zip back into the space of Miriam's question, and then we're going to move into the space of Mare's question, and we're going to sequence the frequencies. So, let everyone just close your eyes for a moment. Okay, good. And just relax in the moment and focus on your breathing, and we are going to sequence some frequencies, some energy frequencies. That means that we are going to transmit to you, bathe you in some energy frequencies within a particular sequence. Oh dear, sequence. Okay, so here we go. This is the space of of Miriam's question about expanding awareness. Okay. All right. So just breathe that energy in. Just breathe it in, allow it to fill you up and wash over you. Okay. Now we're going to sequence some frequencies for Mare's question with regard to the feeling, the sense, the experience of privacy. Okay. All right. Breathe that energy in. Allow yourself to feel it fill you up, wash over you, and infuse into your being, your energy. All right. That's beautiful. Okay. So now we're ready for another question, if there is one.
All right. Beautiful. So do we take from the webcast or from a caller?
No, either. Which do you feel in your heart vibrationally is the right question for this moment?
Okay, we have a question from Cindy on the webcast. Why am I so fearful about the future, aging, finances, and happiness? Can you give me some advice?
All right, we want to clarify that we heard that right. She said, why am I so fearful about the future? Then we heard aging, and there's another couple of words. What were the next words?
Finances, happiness.
Okay, so aging, finances, happiness. So she is fearful. She's wanting to know why she is feeling this sense of fear. That fear, we want to clarify, Cindy, fear is a frequency, okay? And it is a frequency that when you experience that frequency, you feel a particular contraction within your energy field. It's more of a, as opposed to an expanded sense and feeling, the sense of fear is in a contracting and contracted sense and feeling. It's nothing more than that. So you think about these areas and then you experience this energy that feels contracting. You don't have to. So in other words, you could think of, and this would be a good practice for you, a good little what we call exercise, focus on one of the areas and look, sit down and quietly be here now. That might take a little bit of work. You might notice that you tried, you're saying, okay, I'm here now. And you notice that your mind's off thinking about something else. It's over there, it's over there, it's over there. It could be where you're going to go later, what's going to happen the next day. It could be, oh, I'm going to drive over there the next day or what I'm have to do. Get your mind back here. And your energy back here. A way to do that, we will also take you through this in a moment when we do take you on your journey, is to touch your body. Okay, so take your hands, you touch your knees, okay? And your awareness automatically goes to the what you're touching, the under your hand, the top of your knee, that we could call it a line, you know, that area of the touch. You'll notice when you touch your knee, you automatically, it's like your mind gets pulled there. So just touch certain areas of your body gently. Touch knee to knee, maybe an arm. You might touch your forehead. Just whatever you, and do that as you pull the energy back into the present here now. Okay? Then when you feel your energy is here now, you can really feel that. And you're feeling a peacefulness because there's a peacefulness in the here now. It's calm. Unless you're like being chased by a tiger or something, or a car is speeding at you, or some kind of dramatic threat like that, your here now is calm. All the movement and what you might call fear feeling in the here now is in your mind. It's your imagination of the here now. But when you're in the here now, really here, is peaceful. So when you're about, when you're in this peace, then we want you to think about one of the topics. Think about the easiest one, the one that feels the lightest to you. So the three topics were aging, finances, and what? Come on, Seth?
Happiness.
Happiness, okay. So, those are very, we don't understand why happiness is in there. But okay, I think that she might have a sense of that happiness is tied to aging and finances. It's not. But okay, so we're going to look at aging, okay? So that's not as heavy as the finances one. For some reason, the finances in the Earth experience now, it's a very, oh, no. You know, it's just a big, big, big dramatic thing. It'd be dramatically great or dramatically bad. And there's not a lot of space in between. And it's really just a perception. It's a perception of flow and ease. But we're not going to get into that now. We're going to look at this aging. So you're here now in the space. You're touching your body. You really feel the peace of being here now. Now just bring into your awareness aging. Aging. And in your mind's eye, visualize your body getting what you call older. That means you're perceiving yourself moving down that timeline that really doesn't exist, but you think it exists, and you perceive or imagine that certain things are going to happen to your body. How about you perceive yourself getting older, and you visualize what is going to happen to your body, what your body is going to look like. So you get to design it. You get to choose it. You get to create it. So, okay, you want to have your body look a particular way. Maybe you want to have your body not look that much different than the way that it looked when it was 30 years old, or maybe even 20. We do think you probably want to look a little more than 20, but we don't know. So, I mean, you might think that looking 15 is ideal. Whatever your, decide and become aware of what your ideal look is. And then we want you to visualize and feel yourself moving on that timeline through the years, okay, through the days, the months, and the years. So you're getting older or, you know, moving down that timeline. And visualize your body not changing so much or responding to what you are asking it to do. So suppose we're saying your communication with your body, okay, body, I want you to feel and look young and be as energetic and as able to move and as filled with energy as when I was this age. We want you to, so this is how you're going, I want you to just be like this. We're together, we're going to be this experience of this non-aging body, this non-aging physical experience as I move forward through this time, this sense of time. We would also add, remember that this time is a perception. It's not really real. So your body doesn't have to age. What your body experiences in this, quote, physical reality is a sense of, in the physical reality, there is an experience of gravity. So your body experiences gravity. There's also an experience of certain energy frequencies which can be a little disruptive to the nice, cohesive energy frequencies of, like, say, the skin. And that might be the energy frequencies of the sun. So everything is energy. So if you visualize that this, that your, the energy frequency of the skin is going to stay cohesive and it's going to be strong, and you see this you, this 10-year older you, 10 years down that timeline, and it looks the same, looks fresh. And together, so do this, and it will start to eliminate the fear. You will start to realize you have much more input in how you age and look, because it's a belief system. If you had no belief system, if you grew up in the woods and you never saw an aging person, you would not age in the same way. You would, sure, that the elements might affect the energy barrier and whatever, like we said, of the skin, the energy cohesiveness, but you would not age. You would come out of that woods and look compared to another human being that had been living in a society where there's concepts of aging, there's beliefs about aging, they have aging people to look at and say, oh no, am I looking like that? And they have comparisons. You didn't have any of that. You would look tremendously younger because you are your perception of you. You wouldn't have that perception. So aging is a perception, and it is a belief system. If you work on and you can convince yourself that you are aging younger, that as you acquire more, you move forward on your timeline, the effect that they quote effect on your body is that your body feels younger and looks younger. That's what will be your reality. You have so much input here. Do not be fearful about this. Play with it. There is no reason to be fearful. You are source. You are this amazing divine consciousness. That divine consciousness can create any experience it wants. The only reason why that's not happening and you're not aware of it is because you're not aware that you can do that. You think you can't. So we want you to just play. We want you to do this little exercise where you be here now. And also we want to say and make very clear to you and everyone listening, fear does not live in the here now. Fear lives in your projection of the future. You can only feel fear when your energy is in your projected future. That means your energy and your awareness is not here now. Your power is in the here now. Your ability to experience and create miracles and amazing things is in the here now. So just remember that visualization we gave to Miriam about being in that stretchy bubble gum like balloon, that bubble, that's your awareness. And most people are so pressed forward into the future. It's like a sticking out finger with their head in it. And that's where they are, in some imaginary future that they're not in yet. You are here now. And when you come here now, there's no fear. There's no fear. There's peace. And in that experience of peace, in that here now, you can play, you can visualize what the next moments of now, or what you call the future, will be. And you have so much power in the here now that future can be your experienced future. So we just want you to know that. There is no, it has to be this way. And the same thing with the finances. We know the finances, oh dear, finances. It's like this heavy energy. No. Get here in the here now. Be here now. And you're going to realize in this moment, right here now, where you are sitting or standing, you can breathe. You are free. You are okay. Everything's okay. There's no fear. There's no fear of finances are not coming or going. There is a stillness in the here now. And again, you can then, once you are can hold the space of stillness in the here now with the thought of finances, then you can begin to visualize your next moments of now with regard to your finances. You see? But you cannot do that with any power until you are fully here now in the moment the moment here. You're here. You're fully aware of here. You're present here. Worry, anxiety, fear only come because you are not here now. Those experiences are experiences of you being in some future place that hasn't happened yet. In your experience, it hasn't happened yet. So you're imagining it, and then you're feeling fearful. But that depletes you all of your power to influence things in the here now. Your actual experience is here now. Here now, right here. And so in an extreme situation, suppose you are like fearful you're going to get evicted from your home by your landlord. And you're like, you think of it. Every minute you think of it, and you have this terrible fear. But it's not here now. That moment is not here now. In the moment here now, you're here. You're not evicted from your home. You're in your home. There's no big lion running at you. There's no car that's aiming at you that's going to hit you. You're here. You're safe. Everything's okay. You can experience yourself in your body in the moment. And just practice that until you can be here now and realize that the fear does not live in the here and now. And once you've done that, we don't want you to rush into the visualization yet with this one, because it's pretty heavy. We feel there's a much heavier energy around this finances than other things. So once you're in this here now, and you can successfully stay in the here now, you'll notice your mind starting to run off to the future. Pull it back. Pull it back. Touch your knee. Touch your thigh. Touch your arm. Get your awareness back here now. And learn little exercises, little phrases to say to your mind when it zooms off to the future to inflict this fear upon you. And you say, mind, we are here now. Come back to the here now. It's so pleasant here. Come back, mind. That's good. And talk to your mind like it's a little child and bring it back to the here now. And you will not have fear. So we want you to practice these things. Fear is an experience. Fear, anxiety, and worry is an experience of not being in the here now. And not practicing the experience of being in the here now. So you have complete control over that. Complete. We hope that answered your question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we know that people have this fear. They have fears. Right. And they have worries. Right. And they have anxieties. So this will help everybody. You do this. And if you are feeling anxiety or fear or worry, we promise you when you look, you will see that you are not in the here now, that you are in some imagined future. We promise you. And we want you to become aware enough to notice the fear in your body, the feeling of the anxiety, the contracted energy, and just go, oh, wait, where am I? And just ask that question, where am I? I'm not here now. I'm going to bring my energy here now. Here now. Your power is in the here now. Power is not in the imagined future. And that's why people always feel that they are, things happen to them, and they are the victim of bad stuff or bad circumstances, because they're not in the power moment, which is the here now. They're in an imagined future filled with this energy, contracted energy of, and it's so unnecessary. It's a matter of being in the moment here now, in the present, here now, is a matter of discipline. And you can learn that. You can learn it. So practice it. Practice it. And you will find that feelings of fear, anxiety, and worry start to go way down in your life. Way down. And you will be able to project, visualize, and even taste the experiences of how you want to experience it, coming from the here now. Because we're going to tell you something, and you might think that this is odd. The projected future that that your energy always is living in, and your visualized, imagined future, they're the same. They're not real. They're not real until you give them energy. You can give the one energy that you choose, that you want to experience, or you can give the one energy that you're like, oh no, the one that you don't want to experience. But it's you. You who put your energy into it. And your energy power is in the here now. So bring everything back to the here now. And it's like you're pulling your energy ball back in. And when you have your energy in the here now, there's infinite possibilities of what that, quote, future could be. And you'll see that. You'll experience that. And there's no fear. There's no fear. No anxiety. So that's useful because we know that the way that human beings be, is they don't be, they do. They go around doing. And when you're doing, you're in the future because you're doing something with the thought of where you're going or where you want to be, and a good part of your energy and your mind is also in where you want to be. It's very interesting. Start to notice it when you drive, or if you don't drive, when you're riding in a vehicle and you want to get somewhere. And you have to be somewhere at a certain time. Notice where's your energy, where's your awareness. It's in that future place. How am I going to get there? What's it going to be? Oh, my God. Am I going to run up the stairs? I mean, when you become aware of that, you're pulling back your power. And then bring your awareness and your presence into this moment of being on the road exactly where you are in the experience. All of a sudden, you're going to notice things you never noticed because you're normally not there. You're normally driving on automatic. Or if you're riding with someone normally, you're riding on automatic. You're not being in the moment. You're not feeling the seat that you're sitting in. You're not seeing the surroundings and really experiencing them. So do this. The better you can be at being in the here now, the more amazing power you will experience in your life. Okay, we went really long on that, but we felt it was important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
All right. No, we really are long. Yeah, so we want to not answer any more questions unless if there's someone that has an urgent question. Put it in the box, and we want you to think about urgent from the perspective of, is this a question that is going to expand so much awareness for everybody listening that it's going to be a breakthrough? So look at your question that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And yeah. Now we have a special offer. Amy and I have put this together. It has a lot of our stuff in it. Well, it's all our stuff. It's all our stuff.
Yeah.
Because Amy always creates.
The collective. Sorry if I interrupt you. Just before that,
yes.
I want to ask because we mentioned that one of our audience who are listening live will win a free attendance.
Oh, yes, but we're
going to
do
MMR.
That. Yes.
I just want because,
we're going to do two things.
Delay in so our listeners on the webcast, they listen after a while. They get our message, so... I will ask them if they want to participate to type yes on the question box with their email address. And for those of you on the phone, you don't need to do anything because I can see you online. And then after a while, we will get back to that. And
okay, so we want to understand what you're doing. So you're saying that the people that are listening on the web, you can't see like their phone number or something. So in order to identify them,
you need to
put something in the box for you.
And just yes, and the email address so we can contact you later. And
okay, well,
you're going to announce
the person. So we need the person's first name. So we need the first name of the person and the email address.
Right.
Okay, so you can contact them later. But we are going to announce what I want, and Amy wants you to do. This is Amy, actually. What I want you to do is I want you to pick, like look at the phone numbers, look at the addresses in the box, like whatever you can see. We want you to just randomly pick one, feel whichever one you're guided to, If you have a list of phone numbers or something, and then you have the list of email addresses, like move your finger all over the screen and close your eyes and then see where your finger lands. We want you to be very random about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then if it's a phone number, we want you to announce like the first part of the phone number, not the whole thing. And then if it's an email address, we want you to announce enough of the email address so someone is identified and they know it's them. Like their name and the first part of the email address will probably be okay without giving the whole email address. But this is not the winning of the, if you want to call it winning, is not the, it's for the people that are on the line live or listening through the web live. It's not for the replay people because we have no idea who that's going to be. So we can only do it with the people live, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So we allow some time for our listeners on the webcast to receive the message and type their message, and then we will get back to it in a little bit.
Okay. So now are you saying that when they hear on the webcast and I speak a word, they don't hear the word at the same time? They hear it like five minutes later?
Not 5 minutes, maybe less than a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so if you are on the line, if you're on the webcast and you're listening live and you haven't called in on the phone, so there's no phone number to identify you with, then please put your name, your first name, and your email address. Or if you don't want to put the whole email address, you could put part of your email address, because the person that is going to get this is going to be on the here live. So it's not going to be that you're not here live and you can't say, I'm here, I got it, thank you. It's not going to be someone that is already gone and Monsef's going to have to write to. So I just want to be clear about that. It's going to be some people that are here live. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
So,
all right. So I'm going to bring the collective back. But this is what they're telling me they want to do. They want to share about their special offer. Really, they're going to go try and go quick. They can be like half an hour sharing about their special offer, which is no good. And then we're going to do the drawing. Not drawing. You're going to pick the person. And then they're going to do the guided journey into the next decade. Because people are going to be very relaxed after the guided journey. And so we want to have the person. Do you think, Monsef, that we should select the person before the guided journey or after?
No, I feel before it's better.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what the collective were saying too. Okay, I'm open to either way. Okay, so I'm going to bring them back so they can go through the exciting offer and the exciting sessions that are part of this offer. You want to tell people where it is?
Yes, absolutely. So the link for the offer is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Amy. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Amy. AMY. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Can you please share about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. We are back and we are excited about our offer. Now, Amy is telling us we have to be really, really fast. So, no, we were not that fast. Okay. So the name of our special offer is Experience Infinite Possibility and Unlimited Abundance. Receive infinitely in the new decade. So we just want you to feel the energy of this statement, because it's a statement. Experience infinite possibility and unlimited abundance. Receive infinitely in the new decade. It's actually two statements. And they're like almost like declarative statements. Now, this brand new decade is a tremendous opportunity for you, as we have been sharing, and it's very, very exciting. So we have in this package, we have programs that enhance your ability, your experience of your increased awareness, and your ability to move from what we would call your human perspective awareness, or your smaller awareness, your everyday awareness, to the larger awareness very effectively and quickly. So you're going to have more command over this awareness shifting from the smaller everyday awareness to the bigger awareness. And you could do it as you become masterful with this. You can be going through your day and just be somewhere down. I'm going to shift into a larger awareness to get a larger sense of this and where this is going, what this is. And then you can come back into your every moment awareness. So the first thing on here is the crystalline grid, living love connection. And we have a little quote which we want to read you. You are now standing on the threshold of a new way of being. You are being living love. Now, another way of saying living love is the blended human and the divine human. The divine human is an expression, is living love. Love is the only energy that is truly existing. Everything else is like an aberration of the love energy. But it's okay, because they're all good experiences. And this crystalline grid brings you into the experience of you as this pure living love energy. And it brings you into the experience, the actual experience of connectedness with all the other aspects of living love energy on this planet and of this planet. So it's a very, very powerful and beautiful meditation. It is amazingly conscious expanding and awareness expanding. And it will change how you feel, because if your awareness is just expanded so broadly and your consciousness is expanded, you feel just all the feelings of Source, which are joy and love. That's about it. We're always happy, and we are so loving. You love us because we are loving, and we love you. Okay, so anyway, the next program on here is called Unlimited and Abundant. And this program is important because it takes you into your experience, your expanded true experience of your unlimited nature and your abundant nature. You normally don't operate in that conscious awareness. You operate in this smaller awareness of what you think you have and what you think you are. And that's not true. You have taken it on, so to speak. But what's really true is this unlimited nature of you and this incredibly abundant nature of you and the power that you have here. So, and you feel as you live as a human, you feel this longing to be more, because you long to experience this true nature of you. And this takes you right into it. And it infuses you with it, infuses you on a cellular level. This, all our programs have beautiful experiential guided journeys and meditations, which means you get the experience of what we are sharing with you. So that makes it extra powerful. The next thing on our package is this beautiful, and we call it fun, because we think it's so much fun. It's a guided portal meditative journey. And you are actually going to travel into an interdimensional portal and experience it. And in the interdimensional portal, it's a whole different world. It's different. It's not like the worlds on either side. It's a world unto itself. And in the portal, there are beings that live there. We call them the portal beings, and it's a space of pure love, pure love. It's just a magnificent space. And in the space of the portal, you will learn so much about you and learn so much about energy, because energy moves differently in the space of a portal, in between dimensions. It moves differently, and you get to see it more. You're able to understand it in a different way. So it's very, very helpful. And you also get to move out of this experience and concept of linear time. And you really get to experience no time. And that's a very powerful thing to be able to experience, and to be able to experience over and over. So we love our portal journey. The next thing after that are special they're brought through by us. They're living energy and light encoded energy activations. They're divided into specific areas of life that you tend to break life into, we would say. So there's like no stress, relax and regenerate. This is a really nice one for helping you and supporting you get into the be here now. That's where the no stress is. That's where you relax. That's where you regenerate, in the be here now. And then the next one is activation for optimal health and well-being. And then after that, we've got energy and activations for optimized relationships. Then energy and activations for increasing your vibration to 5D. So this is something that a lot of people want to experience. You will really expand, you will feel this distinction between before you listened and after you listened with this. It's really very nice. And then you have the energy and activations for abundance. And then energy and activations for business and career success. And these are short. They're maybe 9 minutes at the longest. Some are shorter. And they guide you into a deeply relaxed state. You have to get deeply relaxed, deeply present in your here now, in a very relaxed state, takes you there. And then this beautiful energy is beamed into you, and then it is activated. So you're infused with the energy on this particular, whatever the MP3 is focusing on, and then it's activated. And you'll feel the difference. You'll feel them. You'll feel them supporting your energy in shifting, and shifting your energy also instantly. Now, the next one is one of our favorites and Amy's favorite. It's that the MMRT, and this is what one person is going to win, one of. And the MMRT sessions are multidimensional energy sessions. They are supported by hundreds of light beings from the seventh dimension. These are Amy's friends. She's known them for decades. And they come and they support you within this. And this is an energy infusion, an energy transmission. The main MMRT lasts for 90 minutes or a little bit more. And it infuses you with the latest and the most present now, the current upgraded energies. So in December, the energies, we've got two major portals in December, the 12-12 portal and the 12-21 portal. And the 12-21 portal is the solstice this year. So that's a very, very powerful portal. And that on that portal is going to be a special MMRT booster. This is a shorter session that's maybe about 20 to 30 minutes of the intensive energies of that particular alignment, the solstice portal energy. So when the solstice energy is on the same day of the 12-21 portal, it is extremely big and powerful, and you'll be infused with it. And that session also will align you with, tune you to, receiving the all of the energies of the next session, which is the MMRT. And the MMRT is after the eclipse. There's a solar eclipse also in this month. And it is going to be transmitting the energy of the solar eclipse, of the solstice, of the two portals in December. And it's doing a very special thing. This December MMRT is, we would say, loving and kissing goodbye to the present year, 2019, and the decade that you are leaving. So it's very important, no matter what has transpired for you in this time, this year or this decade, to leave it with grace, love, and appreciation and gratitude. Because you have grown and expanded in unimaginable ways in this time. This decade has gifted you. This year has gifted you. And we leave it with great appreciation for those gifts. And then the same session is aligning and tuning your energy to the incoming energy of 2020 and the incoming energy of the start of the new decade, so that as you move into it, it feels like an old friend. You feel comfortable. You can embrace the energy and you're empowered. Human beings, for some silly reason, always make these declarations at the beginning of each year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, you are going to be empowered to actually create your declarations and make them real in your experience. So it's going to be a very, very powerful, powerful thing to be aligned with and filled with this new energy as you come into the energy of the year, because this new decade and the new year's energy is going to be different than the last one. So you will slip right in like a key into a lock, and you'll be unlocking all the power of the new year and the decade. And the next thing on here, we're talking too long, Amy's saying. Oh, dear. Okay, is the crystalline rainbow frequencies, these beautiful crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies that we've been streaming all throughout this call. This, you get 30 days of constant streaming 24/7 of these delicious, uplifting, loving, wrapping you in love frequencies. Beautiful. And that is part of the package. And then the next thing, well, that we want to say completes what we call package A. Or actually, Amy labeled that, package A. And then the next one is called package B. And package B has everything we just talked about, plus a very special session. And this session is a 30-minute personal frequency sequencing session, like we've been doing throughout this session, with the frequency sequencing. And then it's also an energy surgery session with Amy. Energy surgery session, actually, well, Amy says we should use the word operates, but that's kind of not really a great word. We don't like that vibration. So it works on your energy body, which is an energy representation or duplicate of your physical body. And it moves energy in there, cleans things out, brings in new, beautiful, divine, crystalline energy, repairs joints, fixes up organs, does all sorts of things you can do in the energy surgery session, and Amy does it all. And she works with four special light beings in this session. Very, very powerful session. And we, of course, are always there working with Amy and alongside Amy. So we're there, too. She's the one actually leading the session, where they're expanding the consciousness experience within the session. So that is the special offer. That, with the including the session, the energy surgery session, is a part B, package B, package B. So that is the offer. And we encourage you to go to the page because it is filled with energy. We are getting high. And then fifth either, we seem a little giddy. We're energy, and so we really feel energetic shifts. And the energy coming off of this page is quite powerful. And it almost makes us feel like we are giddy with this energy. Very, very lovely energy. And so we encourage you to go there and read the page. Spend your time on the page reading it, feeling the offer. And if it speaks to you, get this offer. It is an amazingly fantastic deal. Amazingly fantastic. Okay? So now we're going to do the giveaway, right, Monsef?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
First, thank you so much for the offer. And again, the link for the offer is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Amy, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Amy, A-M-Y. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. So the collective, can you please choose between A and B?
Just the letters, A and B?
Yeah, yes.
A.
Okay, A is for the webcast. So Colette from Nashville. From Nashville, yes.
Okay.
So we will send you an email later. After the call.
Colette, is Colette there? Let's see if she's here.
Yes.
Because we want the person that is winning this to be here. If they're not then we'll go to another.
Please enter me.
She is here.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, congratulations, Colette. Now, if you happen to be registered already for the December MMRT, then you are winning. We are gifting you, Amy's gifting you with the January or the next MMRT. So you will not miss out. We just want you to know that. We don't know if you are in. Some people have already registered for the December MMRT. So no one misses out. Everyone will get one. Well, the winner. We're not very good with this. Oh, good. But you will take care of it, right, Monta?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Yeah, I will contact her after the call.
Okay. And then she will need to contact Amy, or you will need to contact Amy so she, with her information so Amy can add her to the session.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's excellent. Beautiful. Congratulations, Colette. Very exciting. Okay. All right, so now, is everyone ready for the journey?
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna relax you fairly quickly. We're going to use a little bit of a new technique. So you're going to have to hang on and participate and follow along with us, because we are going to then hop into a flying car. Yes, we do love those flying cars. And we are going to journey into the next decade and take a look around. You might be really interested in kind of what, well, not kind of, but what's there, what's happening. Also, you might take a look at you. What are you doing? How are you feeling? What are you creating in this new decade? All right, so we want everyone to get into a comfortable position. If you're sitting, we want you to be able to sit in a very relaxed, soft position where your muscles are relaxed. So we don't want you to have to be sitting in a chair where you have to be sitting rigid and upright. If that's the case, see if you can move into a more relaxed position, or even move somewhere where you could lie down or stretch out and be comfortable. It's very important that the body's comfortable so it doesn't distract you. All right, we're letting everyone get comfortable. Just wiggle your body a little, shake it out a little. So if you're sitting, just kind of wiggle, shake out your arms, shake out your legs. And as you're shaking them out, just see this energy leaving them, any tension, any knots, just floating away. It's just picking up and carrying off your body, leaving you. If your neck is stiff, move your head back and forth. You might want to even, let it fall back. Let your tongue hang out. And just let everything be relaxed. Feel everything relaxing. All the tight energy is leaving. All the tight energy in the shoulders and the neck leaving, in the jaw, around the eyes, in the forehead is another place. Let that energy just float out. It wants to leave. Let it go. Good. Now follow along with us. We want you to imagine a gorgeous, beautiful, gorgeous diamond of light, a giant diamond of light, larger than your head, sitting above your head. Just sitting above your head. And the energy is pouring in. The light is pouring into the top of that diamond and being focused down into a beautiful beam, into the smaller part of the diamond, the bottom. And that beam is coming in to your crown. It's flowing in. Feel that energy flowing in. And as it flows in, it expands and fills up the space of your head. And then it flows down your neck and fills up your whole neck. And then it flows down and flows, and the energy, the light from that beam fills your shoulders and runs down your arms. And you could feel it. It's like everything is just getting filled with this gorgeous high-frequency tingling energy. And the energy beam flows down through your chest and your lungs, your chest, all the muscles of your middle back and your chest, all filled with light. The energy just floats out of this beam. It just radiates out in all directions. And as the beam continues downward, it continues downward through your solar plexus, illuminating the diaphragm, the liver, the pancreas, the gallbladder, the spleen, all the organs there, the stomach, the intestines, all filled with light, and all of the abdominal muscles and all of the muscles of the back and the sides, light, filled with light. And everything feels warm and tingly as they sit filled with this beautiful white light. And then this beam flows down, and through down your hips. And as it fills the hip space, all of the organs within the hip girdle, all illuminated, and all of the bones are illuminated with this bright white light. It's like you are glowing bones of brilliant light, radiant light. The light has already made its way down your arms into your fingers, illuminating every finger. This energy, as it illuminates you, is creating an energy field around you that extends out probably, no, we would say maybe 10 centimeters, about maybe that's 6 inches, 7 inches. And then we would come down to the legs. The energy flows down. Now the energy splits. The beam of energy splits into two. And one beam flows down your right leg, and one beam flows down your left leg. And as these beams flow down, the energy radiates out, filling all of the muscles, and the bones and the legs, radiant white light. They're filled with this gorgeous white light, high-frequency crystalline light. And it flows down to the lower legs and illuminates all of the muscles in the lower legs. And it comes into the bones of the ankle and the muscles and ligaments of the ankle. And it goes all the way down into the foot, where there's lots and lots of little bones, lots of them. And each bone is illuminated with this light. Each bone in the foot and all of the muscles of the foot and all of the padding of the bottom of the foot illuminated with light. Illuminated, and the little chakras on the bottom of the feet, they're opened up, and the light beams out from your foot chakras. And all of your body is illuminated with this beautiful white light. And this light is just filling you, and it's radiating. You're just like a lit-up light being. You look like a light being to us, radiant. Just a light, just a field of light. Gorgeous light being. And you feel so good, and you're present. You're present within this light. Your consciousness is within the light. It is nowhere else, but it's within the light. And as your consciousness is within the light, and the light creates more of a field around you, the field around you expands. And you can bring your consciousness and allow it to flow into the field around you. And you're aware of this field. It's like an expanding bubble of light around you. And your consciousness is there. Is there. And now we're going to take that consciousness, that is you, and we're going to do something interesting with it. We're going to flow it from the bottom of your feet. Imagine your consciousness, feel the you that you are, flowing up from the bottom of your feet, up through this illuminated body form, all the way up the legs, up the hips, up into the trunk, all the way up, coming up the trunk, halfway up. You're flowing the consciousness that is you up the trunk, all the way up through the chest. Up, the energy is coming from the arms, up to the shoulders and the neck, and you're flowing the consciousness up the neck, up into the head, and right out the crown is this beautiful stream of concentrated light that is your consciousness. There it is. Gorgeous. Now that consciousness is going to come and follow us. We are leading all of your consciousnesses right over to a special vehicle. We have a big, beautiful vehicle here. It is a rounded vehicle with kind of a flattened, wide bottom that looks like a plate. It looks like a plate with another plate on top of it. And then there's a big, vast, large bubble that is clear on top of that. And there's little wheels under the plate. It kind of, you could say, it would look like a flattened football, the American football, like a flattened football like that. And on top is the big, clear dome, a beautiful, like a bubble. And all of your consciousnesses are now boarding this vehicle. They're getting on. They're coming into the bubble, climbing on. You all see that you have certain seats. There's seats there. You don't have to be floating around. You can sit your consciousness, your light body, down on the seat, and we invite you to do that. Find a seat and be present inside the vehicle. Feel yourself inside this vehicle. It's very comfortable, very comfortable. The air is just perfect. It has the right amount of humidity and energy and warmth. It feels lovely. The seats feel perfect to your energy body. They're just nice and cushy, but also firm enough to support you. And you feel very nurtured in the space of this vehicle. Okay, everyone is loaded on. All right, now the doors are closing and the vehicle is going to start moving. And it's moving slowly forward. Slowly forward, and it seems to be picking up speed, and it starts to roll forward even faster and faster and faster. And all of a sudden, you notice that it's pointing upward into the sky, what you call the sky, the area above the earth. And it's going up, up, and it's lifting itself up off the earth. And the wheels that were there are now folded underneath the vehicle. And it's floating along above the earth. And it's above the top of all of the buildings, so those tall buildings were not going to hit any tall buildings. We're above all tall buildings. Okay? And it has the ability to fly over mountains and everything. This, we're flying. We're in what is called a flying car. And now we're on our way. Where are we going? We are going into the next decade. We're actually already here because this flying car exists in the next decade. So what we encourage you to do is to be comfortable in this beautiful vehicle and look out, look outside. We can't say look out the windows because the whole top is a clear dome. So the whole thing is a window per se. We just want you to observe what you see. Notice, as we're flying above the ground, that you see beautiful, beautiful fields of grass with flowers. You see lots and lots of green, lots and lots of green. And then in the distance, you can see there is something that looks like a metropolis, as you would say, a concentration of buildings. And as we move forward, flying towards that concentration of buildings, which you can call a metropolis or a city, you notice that there starts to be now homes or places for humans to be living. So they start to show up. It's kind of like a neighborhood show up. And because we're above them, you can see that they form in like little clusters. And so as you look, you're seeing that these homes are all there. Many of the homes have panels, solar panels on the roof that are catching the sun's rays and bringing them in. These are much more advanced and better solar panels than there were in the last decade because these solar panels don't reflect any light back up into the atmosphere. They absorb everything, everything. Very, very powerful panels. And they do not have to be very big. As a matter of fact, you notice that the solar panels on top of each home are really no larger than a medium-sized throw rug. They don't cover the whole roof. They are small compared to what was there before. And if the homes are smaller, the panels are smaller. They just cover a small section of the roof, which is very good. That is much better for the above-ground environment than having the whole roof all covered with these panels. And as you're flying, as we're flying in our beautiful vehicle, and you are loving this vehicle. It's so comfortable. It is so comfortable. It's pure luxury. It feels like you're sitting on a cloud, and you have no obstruction to your view because the whole top is all this beautiful, reinforced, clear material dome. It's made of a material that is not yet invented. It will be invented in the next decade. So that's very exciting. You're experiencing things that are not yet invented in this current time that you come from. And as we fly along, we're getting closer and closer to the city. And as you see the city, it looks pretty much like a city, like the way you remember a city looking. It has lots of buildings, and it's got lots. The buildings are usually arranged in certain blocks or clumps where they are together, and then there's streets and roads that wind between them. And on the streets and roads is something different. You're not seeing what you remember as cars, but what you are seeing is more vehicles like this one hovering above the ground. They're below us. We're flying higher. these vehicles look like the one you are in, but they're just hovering a little lower, and they're passing through the city, below the top of the buildings, just flying above the streets, and they're all filled with people. You could call them flying car buses, because they each hold about, say, 20 people. Now, ours is much larger, much, much larger, and ours also doesn't hold your physical body, so ours can hold many, many more people, because we're holding only your light body, and your light body takes up no physical dimension. So it's really a very wonderful, magical flying car that we're in. So as we fly over the city and you look down, you notice that there's a lot of bicycles everywhere, but they don't look like the bicycles that you remember from this decade, the decade before 2020. These bicycles have double tires in the front and double tires in the back, but they're very close together. They're not spaced out like they would be, like 4 points. They're very very close together, and the bicycles have a seat that kind of is a reclining seat. It like leans back. You would call it kind of like a recumbent bicycle. They lean back, and there is a windshield, and some of the bicycles also have a little, we would call a bubble made of the same material of these flying cars that we're in, this new material that is not yet invented, and it will be invented in this next decade, and it covers the bicycle rider. So the bicycle rider is now sheltered from any flying debris or anything. No bird can poop on the rider. If a stone flies up from the road, it's not going to hit the rider. And this clear glass-like structure that is forming the protective bubble, if you could say, or shield around the bicycle rider, is hard. It's not breakable by a normal force that would be encountered. So you could throw a boulder at it and it's not going to break. It's very, very good. Amy is giving us a comment, and it is a funny comment, so we will share it with you. She said, it is not like the protective, strong, glass-like material that Elon Musk demonstrated in your current decade that did break when you threw a rock at it. She said, this is not like that. This is very special and strong. So it is very, very beautiful, strong material. And these bicycle-like structures are riding all over the roads. They're in the roads. They're not on the sidewalk. There are very few ground car-like vehicles compared to what they were in this past decade. There are so many fewer ones, and they are all driving themselves. There are no human drivers at all. The humans are only riding in these vehicles. And they are larger vehicles, so that there are many humans in each vehicle. There are at least 10 humans in each of these vehicles. Some are larger and may contain more. And they don't really resemble what you think of as cars from the prior decade. They have a different shape, a different orientation, and because they don't have to have a human driver, the front, there's no big front seat to have to be comfortable for a human driver. So they're very different inside, and they look very different outside. So very, very, very cool vehicles are moving along the city. Now, we're going to go into we're going to fly out and above the city, and we're going to fly into a dimension where you can look at, we can preview, overview the decade, and you can look at yourself. You can find yourself within this decade and see what you're doing. You can see what you are doing in this decade, how you are expressing yourself. It could be very, very, very exciting, and it may be very, very different than you thought that you might be doing. But with all of this rapidly invented technology and the new ways of being able to do things that you now can access, there are new opportunities and horizons that you can choose that you might not have been aware of being able to choose. So the choices that you have are not limited to the choices that you were aware of or that you think of having in the decade before. This is a quite different decade. As we said, it's a quantum leap forward, not only in your human consciousness, but in the expression of these divine humans into the physical. So you have these evolved, highly aware, divine humans now inventing and creating. So you can only imagine the things, that the creations that will be created. Incredible. Your imagination probably isn't able to stretch that far yet, but we're going to take a look. So now, in our special flying car, we are rising up into a dimension that is much more, we would say, well, less dense. It's much more light-filled. It's fluffier. It's lighter. And our vehicle floats up easily. And as our vehicle floats up, there is an awareness window that seems to open because it's less dense here. We can see. And as you look outside, out of our window, or, well, not window, the bubble, this beautiful, clear bubble that's all around you, you can look up, sideways, any direction, and see out of this beautiful covering. And as you look out, we are creating right there. It's like a ribbon, a timeline, like a movie, like a big movie screen, but it just is a very long movie screen. It just keeps going along, and it starts at the year 2020, what you call 2020, and it ends at what you will call the year 2030. The beginning of 2030 is the end, and we are going to fly along this giant movie screen, and we encourage you to look out the windows. Well, we don't want to use that window word. And look out of the clear covering. So just look and see what you see. Because each one of you is going to be attracted to look at a different thing on this long movie screen. Some of you will be attracted to look at some aspects. Other of you will notice other aspects. And we want you to find yourself. Find what you think is you, your energy, expressing itself within this dimension. So we're now starting at the year 2020, and we're going to fly along. We're flying along this beautiful long screen. You've just completed 2020. We can go as fast as we want, and you can see into all, you can see right into all of the depth of this year. And now we're moving through 2021. Look and see. What do you see? Where are you? Where are you living? Can you find yourself? What does it look like? See what you're doing. See who you're speaking with and communicating with. Who are you hanging around with? Now we're in 2022. We're halfway through 2022. Look and see. Can you find your energy? Can you follow it from one year to the next? There you are. See it? Wow, what are you doing? It looks like you're doing something amazing. Wow, we're impressed. Now we're in 2023. Starting in the beginning of 2023 and just flowing through. You see yourself? We can see you. We're flying along. Just look, see what, look at those amazing things that you're doing. Wow. We bet you never thought that you would be living where there, right there, nor doing that. But you are. Now we're in 2024, flying through. Look at all these new inventions. Look at what's possible now, just for the ordinary human being. Look at what's possible. Look at these amazing inventions. Look at how much it extends abilities within the physical. 2025. Wow. This is a really cool one. Look at those amazing inventions. And where are you? Look at you. Look at what you're doing. Wow. We're so impressed. Each one of you is doing something amazing. Now we're in 2026. We're flowing right through, looking at that big screen. Look at all the, look at these amazing inventions, a whole bunch of new ones in 2026. I mean, it seemed like there were so many new inventions in 2024, but they're just topped by all of these in 2026. Wow. Just beyond what could be imagined before from 2020 or 2019. Now we're halfway through 2027, and there seems to be even more inventions. There you are. We can see you. Wow. Look at you. Look what you're doing. Look how you're being in the world. Look at the space that you're holding, the magnificent being that you are. 2028 is here. Woof! 2028 with major shifts in inventions and the way human beings interact with their physical environment. Major. Like so major, it almost wants to knock you out of our car. But we have a closed dome, so you can't be falling out. Major shifts and changes in 2028. Can you see it? Just look at how human beings now interact with their environment, with each other. Pretty amazing. We're getting pretty close to a flying car in every driveway. Okay, we're in 2029. This is the last year of this decade. And just look. Look at the space of the Earth. Just look. Look at the human beings. Look how they're moving, how they're interacting with one another. Look at the vehicles they move around in. Look at how they communicate with one another. Look at the inventions, the things that are done. Look at how human beings have cleaned up the oceans. Look at how human beings have figured out how to replant trees that grow 3 times as fast as normal trees until they're adult. Look at the things that human beings have invented, and look at how human beings are living. And then find yourself. See how you are. Where are you? What are you doing? You're so amazing. You're doing things that you couldn't even conceive of being possible from where you are in 2019. This is a decade that's going to change so much. After 2030, it's going to be just so different. It's so different. In this decade that we are looking at right now, human beings have been able to shift into the positive direction, the energy of climate change. Human beings have invented amazing things to clean up a lot of the messes made by human beings over the past many decades and century. What you are seeing is amazing. The result of amazing human ingenuity and creation. And it's beyond anything that the growth, the inventions, the visualization, it's beyond anything that humans had done before in such a short time span. Because of this quantum leap in human awareness and consciousness, many, many more human beings are aware on the planet within this decade of being a blended being, of being a divine being. And they're tapping into that larger ability to know, to see, and to create. And so inventions are just popping out left and right. Things that looked like an issue or a challenge to be solved are solved. This decade is a decade that when you reach the end of, you're going to look back and you're going to be so blown away, by what human beings have been able to create and created, including you. You are going to be expressing yourself in this decade in a way that is true to your spirit. You're going to be contributing as your heart desires you to, as you came to this planet to. And it will be easy for you because you're going to be living and experiencing this larger divine consciousness, the divine human. This is a decade created by a planet of divine humans, and it is amazing. And each year, more and more humans wake up to their divinity. What's possible when that happens? Well, you're on the way to find out. You just had a preview. Now we're going to bring our flying car back down into the Earth's atmosphere, back down where we can see the beautiful planet, and we're going to land our flying car back in the beautiful field that we took off from, all the way back down into the soft grass, and the little wheels come out, and we are landed right in the flying car landing pad. Ah, okay, we have touched down. Now we're going to depart the vehicle. The doors have opened and your energy bodies are coming out. And you're just totally in awe of what you saw. And you feel so good because you saw a world, a decade of such possibility expressed. Such possibility. And it's almost as if you can't believe what you saw. And you can't believe how amazing what you saw you're doing is. So just absorb the energy of it. Your mind might not be able to process it, but that's okay. Allow the energy of the amazing, amazing unlimitedness just to fill you. And now your light body, your energy body is coming right back. It finds your physical body and slipping right back in through your crown. Whoop. Yeah, there you go. You squeezed in and you're sliding all the way back into your body. Down, down into the shoulders, the arms, into the fingers, down and through the trunk, inhabiting every organ. Oh, you're happy to see that organ. Good. All right, now coming down the legs, you're flowing that your energy body, your consciousness back into the legs and the feet and every toe. Good. Now wiggle your toes gently. There, see? You're back. Now we're going to talk you back into normal awake consciousness. We're going to count you back, actually, to normal awake consciousness. We're going to start at 5. No, we're going to start at 1. And we're going to go to 5, and when we reach 5, you're going to wake up when we snap our fingers. Okay, 1. Yeah, 2. Feel yourself more aware of being in your body and grounded in your body upon the earth. 3. Feeling all the organs working perfectly. 4. And more conscious. And 5. We're not a loud snapper. Okay. Bring your awareness up to your eyes. Open your eyes. Blink, blink. Look around. Welcome back. Now we would think and we would expect that maybe as you look around in this year, in this very moment, that you see a few more sparkly energies around, because you know you know that there's magic everywhere, and this, all of this, this amazing possibility and potential is right here, ready to unfold. And it's like you could feel it. You could feel it. So welcome back. Monsef, are you awake? Are you here? Have you returned?
Yeah, I returned. Yeah, I really loved the journey.
How was that?
I had a feeling of, how to say, maybe endless possibilities, but at the same time, it was not something far. It was like something, it felt like real and very possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And also maybe I saw it different than in the past, maybe because of the faster energy that we're experiencing. Like, it felt that's really something that was maybe really far in the past. It's not anymore like now and in the coming years.
Exactly, exactly. Whereas before it was something that seemed so far away. But now it's like right here, and you can feel the right here-ness of it. It's like the moment that we're in right now is filled with the possibility of all of that. All of that. And the energy is just going to keep picking up speed and things. It's so much. So much is going to just unfold. Just unfold. And it's going to be a very, very exciting decade. A lot of people think the decade that we are completing is a very exciting decade. A lot of things were created in this decade. But it's only the beginning. It's only the launching off place for what's next. What's next? It's a very big decade. It's really the decade that bridges between the way we've always thought of the world, thought of our human physicalness, and operating within that, and that future, that imagined future, that future they show in sci-fi movies. It's a decade that kind of bridges that. It bridges. Very exciting. So we're going into that. We're on our way. Very exciting. So has anybody commented? Is anybody still here? Have they hung around?
Miriam, she wrote, wow. I love this journey, 2020, 2030. And I love the whole call. Dear Monsef, Emmy, and the collective, with joy, gratitude, and love. Thanks.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're wonderful. That's wonderful. The collective are saying, you're welcome. The collective are so excited. So hopefully there was more than just one person that took that journey with us.
More? I think they are still in that space. Maybe this is why,
Could you see yourself, Monsef? Could you follow, like when we were going along, when collective were taking you, and could you find yourself and see what you were doing?
Specifically what I will be doing? I saw like...
Not specifically, but the energy of it,
Yeah, and it felt like a very normal thing to be doing. It's not just a wish, but it's really something really possible.
Right. Yeah, because I know the collective were hoping that as we were looking at the decade, now I'm getting generation. Gosh, before they were calling it a century, now we're calling it a generation. All right. As we're looking at the decade, they were hoping that people could sense their energy within all of the things happening in the decade. You know, each year. Mm-hmm. Like they could sense, like, oh, there I am. I'm experiencing this. I'm creating this. It may not be super specific, but just the energy of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So anyway, the collective are saying that they really hope that it was a very fun and exciting journey, and that you are pretty wowed you're like wowed by what's coming, by what's right around the corner, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, it's really, really exciting. Really love this, love the journey. Love also like what you shared in the beginning, and then all the guidance that they gave to the audience when they discussed about the energy of the decade or answering the questions.
Right.
I think it's really brought, like the whole call brought so much excitement and enthusiasm about what is coming. And yeah, I feel really grateful for you both for that.
Good, because we want the people, like there are a lot of people that get stuck in concepts, and I know the collective want to blow that open and just show what is like coming, like what it's like the big preview of this major coming attraction that's going to be incredible. This is going to turn on like upside down everybody's concept of what's so. So it's going to be a consciousness revolution and expansion. And then these amazing conscious beings, blended humans, are going to be creating. So when it's said that way, you can imagine that what's possible is not going to be limited to what we can conceive of now.
Mm-hmm.
It will be, because what can be conceived of in 2 years, 5 years, 6 years is going to be, it's beyond what we could even conceive of.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
The human mind now. Yeah. It's amazing. It's a very, very exciting opportunity, and the collective wanted to share this with you all so that you could just get this breathless excitement about this new decade, about what's coming. And I think they did.
And here we have
Destiny. I think they succeeded.
Yeah. Just want to share a feedback from Destiny. She said, dear council, or maybe she meant the collective, the journey was amazing, and yes, I could feel the energy and the high vibration of it all. Thank you so very much. I never experienced anything like that. Many blessings and much love.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing that, Destiny.
Yeah, thank you, Destiny.
Yeah, I would love for other people to share their experience too, because there's a lot of people that are going to be experiencing this journey in a replay in the future,
right.
The near future, the next moment of now, and they want to know what it's about. See, the funny thing is about people when they do the replay, I've noticed. Mm-hmm. They want to know, since it already has been happened in their view, though it hasn't happened yet for them. They want a summary. I've noticed that. So, anything that anyone wants to share about this experience, this time traveling into the next decade experience, share. It'd be great. It'd be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, also if you will be listening on the replay, you can just share your feedback through email if you want. Reply to the one of the emails that you are receiving, and I will share it with Amy.
Perfect.
So yeah, Amy, really thank you so much. Really grateful to you as always. Really love the cause that we have with you. Love the energy that we experience with you and the collective. Very, very grateful to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for the opportunity to create this experience, to be here and create the experience. And thank you to everybody who's present and who will be present listening to this, because you have also created the experience. Without you, the experience wouldn't be. The collective can just sit there. And they can, it's not the same if there's no one that's there. it's not the same. And I don't know how to explain that exactly. But you created the experience. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Really, thank you so much, everyone, for helping us creating these experiences. I'm very grateful to each and every one of you, whether you listened live or whether you will be listening on the replay. Thank you so much. And again, I highly recommend taking advantage of one of the packages that Amy and Collective put together for us. And you can find them on the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Amy, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Amy, A-M-Y. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. With that, everyone, I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.